Housing foreclosures, layoffs, business failures, the headlines trumpet all this bad news. Obviously, the current economy is challenging, but just how bad is it compared to previous downturns? NPR's John Itzty takes a look.
Christina Romer, the head of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisers, says that in the past few weeks, she's heard herself uttering these words far too often.
The worst 12-month job loss since the Great Depression, the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, the worst rise in home foreclosures since the Great Depression.
The phrase echoes through the halls of Congress, tumbles from the president's lips, and even Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke sounds off.
The world is suffering through the worst financial crisis since the 1930s.
Now, before we all open a window and jump out, let's focus on the words, the worst since. They're not saying as bad as the Great Depression, and that's an important distinction, says economist Alan Meltzer of Carnegie Mellon University, who was a young boy during the 1930s.
I don't like the comparisons with the Great Depression because you're comparing 7.5-8% unemployment to 25% unemployment. You're comparing a system which has lots of safety nets in it to one that didn't have any safety nets. I mean, when you're unemployed in the Great Depression, you went in the bread line, the soup line. You went back to the family farm. You had no support system. So I think those comparisons are simply overdrawn.
White House economic advisor Christina Romer agrees. She says the current recession pales in comparison to what our parents and grandparents went through. For instance, through the end of last year, the U.S. economy had shrunk just 2%, compared to nearly a 25% loss of output at the depth of the Great Depression. Another way to put the current downturn in context is to ask whether it's worse than the recessions of the mid-1970s and early 1980s. Well, in terms of job losses, it's already worse, says Richard Trumka, Secretary-Treasurer of the AFL-CIO.
This recession began in December of 2007. We've already lost more jobs as a percentage of total employment than in the entire 73 or the 80-81 recessions.
Still, the total unemployment rate for this recession hasn't surpassed the unemployment rates in those two severe downturns, or at least not yet. The latest data puts the current jobless rate at 8.1%, with most forecasters predicting a peak later this year under 10%. During the recession of the early 1980s, unemployment peaked at 10.8%. And in terms of length, if the current slump lasts through April, which seems very likely, it will be longer than both those recessions. One other way this recession is different is its breadth, says Richard Trumka. More industries are losing jobs.
You have manufacturing jobs, you have construction jobs, all of those are similar. But you also have a lot of white-collar jobs that are going this time that weren't as bad in those past recessions.
And huge segments of the population from all across the country are feeling poorer during this recession as falling home prices and plunging stock markets destroy trillions of dollars in wealth. But what really makes it troubling to hear mentions of the Great Depression and this downturn in the same breath is that both have a banking crisis at their core. Here's Fed Chairman Bernanke.
It was the financial crises and the collapse of banks and other institutions in late 1930 and early 1931 that made the Great Depression great. And so we must have a commitment to stabilize our banking system, to prevent the failures of any large systemically critical firms.
About a third of the banks in the country failed during the Great Depression, depriving the economy of the lending it needed to recover. Bernanke says policymakers have learned the lessons of the Great Depression and will not repeat the mistakes of their predecessors. But the country continues to wait for the full details of a financial stabilization program from the Obama administration. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.